Welcome to Lab 5 in this Innovate IT EMS series, IT Camp Lab. This lab is all about configuring mobile application management using Microsoft Intune. To complete this lab, it requires that you have either an iOS or an Android device. If you don't have those, you can still carry out most of the lab and see the effects of those settings in Intune using screenshots throughout the lab. If you do have the devices, please be aware that changes will be made to those devices, which will roll back at the end. If you're using iOS, please make sure if you're going to use iOS version 9.2, make sure it's 9.21, as there are currently some issues with version 9.2. Let's move into the lab. In this exercise, we're going to create a test email, which we will then use to check whether mobile application management works later on. It'll help us to verify the policies. So we click OK, and we log in with the password, which the easiest way, as we know, to do that is to paste it. Click OK, making sure that we're on the admin machine. We run Microsoft Edge, and we sign into Outlook. Now we need to use one of the users from our Office 365 tenant, and I'm going to use Ben S, and my tenant is edbcontoso.onmicrosoft.com. Apart from I've put an extra I in there, so we'll remove that. Password is the default password. We're going to create a new email. And because I've previously sent an email to Alice, it gives me the opportunity to choose Alice. So I'm going to choose Alice, and I'm going to choose an email called check out these web links. Now I want to use these email links, so I'm going to type in my email, hi Alice. Check out our new website design. http://www.contoso.com. Also, notice it gives me a preview of that website as I've typed it in line. Again, it'll give me a preview of that one as well. Sign it off as Ben and click send. Don't need Edge anymore. And I've now created that email. Exercise two is to actually create the policies within Microsoft Intune. So let's have a look at those policies now. I'm in the same PC. I need to open Internet Explorer. Currently, Microsoft Intune uses Silverlight, which isn't compatible with Microsoft Edge. Click sign into Intune. And this one, I want to log in with my admin account. My admin account has full admin privileges within my Intune subscription tenant. Just a reminder here that while it's doing that, when I click to the next option, it gives me some information about creating a custom policy, and it gives me a screenshot of where I want to be and what I want to do. So I now need to go to policy. I go to configuration policies. And you can see the policies we've got from our previous labs 1 to 4 here. So I want to click add. And I'm going to create a mobile application policy under software. And it's going to be mobile application for Android first of all. And I want to create a custom policy. It's going to be an Android MEM policy. And the default settings restricts web content in managed browser. Lots of default settings there. I'm going to save the policy as default. Create a new policy. This one's going to be an identical one but for iOS, so it's a Windows software, or it's a software one, and it's MEM for iOS 7.1 and later. Again, create custom and create policy. It's going to be iOS MEM policy. Pretty similar. Preventing iTunes and iCloud backups. iTunes and iCloud backups. Prevent save as. So it's pretty tying down that app to corporate data only and keeping it in the app. And there we have the mobile application management policy. Quick, easy and simple. We're now going to create manage browser policies so that we can manage what happens with the browser that's in use on these devices. So the next step is to click add, go to software, manage browser in Android. Note we're going to create a custom policy again and create policy. It's then going to be an browser policy for Android devices. And we need to make sure it says block manage browser from opening URLs listed below. And all I'm going to do in here is type http wingtiptoys.com/&*, and add that. So that'll stop any subdomain of Wingtip Toys, the whole of Wingtip Toys, and any document stored in any of them. Which will mean that that web address can only be viewed from the managed browser. Or cannot be viewed from the managed browser, I should say. And make sure. Yep, and then save policy. Final policy I'm going to add is an iOS managed browser policy, which is an identical system. And this is going to be managed browser iOS devices, and we're going to block this time Wingtip Toys again. So it's going to be http://star.wingtiptoys.com. And we we've created two managed browser policies. The next step is to add the apps that we're going to use into the Intune app catalog, which will allow us then to deploy them. So I need to go to the lab files. Which is on C lab files, and I need the app urls.txt. Close the browser. This just gives me a list of things I can cut and paste or copy and paste instead of having to type them out. So I'm going to bring that down, hide it away a little bit. So I now need to go to apps, add apps. Run. That will install the app publisher. And then I log in with the admin credentials for my Office 365 and Intune tenant, which is admin at edbcontoso.onmicrosoft.com. Sign in. So this one is going to be for an external link, and the external link will be in the Play Store. Now, because I don't have that external link in my head, I go down here and I go to the Android apps. And the first one we're going to do is going to be Outlook. So I go to the Outlook line, I copy it, and I paste that in here. Now, because the Notepad app is within the virtual machine, standard copy and paste is fine here, and click Next. Publisher is going to be Microsoft. Name is going to be Microsoft Outlook for Android. Oops. Mandatory description, so we're just going to say the same thing in the description, and it's a productivity app, and we want it highlighted in the company portal. And upload the app. That's number one. There's a few more to do. Don't want to do that one there. I want to click apps. And add app here, because I've already installed the application. Don't need to install it again. I've got my credentials locked in. I just need to add the password. And I'm going to do the same for Word and PowerPoint as I did for the other solution. Thank you. also a productivity app, and I also want it in the company portal. Upload that one. Same once more, so I'll take PowerPoint right now so I don't have to redo that. Add the app. Still a productivity app. We still want it in the company portal. So the next one we're going to choose is the iOS solution. Obviously, these are all very similar. If you only have one of the devices, there is no requirement to do all of them. I'm just showing you for completeness sake. So we click Next. We choose Manage that from the store. We go to our document, go back up to the iOS apps, and the first one we want to do is Outlook. Productivity, and we still want it in the company portal. And we want to make sure it's for any mobile device, and upload. Word and PowerPoint again for iOS. I'm back to the store. Next. Next, and upload. One more to do. So we've now added apps to the catalogue. We now want to add the manage browsers to the catalogue. So we're going to choose Manage Browsers. This one. For Android. External link. Pop the link in. Activity in the company's portal, and next and upload. Moving on to exercise 6, we're going to deploy some apps with the mobile application policies. Give that a quick refresh so we've got all the apps in there. So we can choose Microsoft Outlook for Android, and we're going to manage its deployment. We can choose Intune users. And we're going to make this available. We have choices of required, not available, install, available install, or uninstall. The right policy, which is good, and click finish. PowerPoint and Word as well. Intune add, next, available, next, correct policy, finish. Microsoft Word for Android, manage, add Intune users, make it available, next, correct, finish. So we can do iOS, and we do Outlook, manage deployment. We can choose Intune users. I'm going to make this a required one. It's got the correct policy for the iOS. I don't need a VPN policy in this one. And click Finish. So I can do the remaining iOS apps. So I can do PowerPoint, Intune, required. Word. And that finishes off deploying those. We're now going to deploy the two managed browsers, and then we're going to do the installations on Android and iOS. So manage browser for Android, deploy. We're going to deploy these to Intune users, obviously. And we're going to make it an available install. It's got the right policy. And finish that off. Then we're going to do the iOS manage browser. For iOS, manage deployment, Intune, next, required install isn't available on this instance, so I'm going to make it available, just check manage deployment on that one, make sure I've got it right, Intune, available, done. Okay, so now we've reached the stage where if you don't have any devices, you won't be able to deploy any further, but we should have some screenshots to show for you here. So here's our screenshot of signing in and the company portal. You would only get this if you've already enrolled your device. If you haven't enrolled your device in Lab 4, we need to re-enroll it. So you tap Outlook in the company portal. Opens Outlook, you need to add an account. We're going to sign in as Alice. And because we've signed in as Alice, Alice has a managed app against her name. She's an Intune user. So because it isn't a fully enrolled device, or because it's a fully enrolled device, and because the app is managed inside that enrolled device, you need to enter your PIN. So it will make you set up and enter a PIN. And once you've done that, you'll be able to open the email message you've seen. If you tap on that link, it will take you within that message because you're enabled to use that. And because it comes from a managed browser and a managed app, it will allow you go to Wingtip Toys. The remainder of the screenshots here are identical to the ones in Lab 4 about looking at documents in your OneDrive and the portfolio. If you have no personal OneDrive, you're unable to carry on with this part of the exercise. If Word and PowerPoint are already downloaded, you don't have to go to this stage, but if they aren't downloaded, you would need to. We're now going to look at the iOS equivalent. iOS, you choose your company portal, tap open, sign in, and you enroll the device. You choose your profile, you trust for remote management. It'll then tell you, because these are required installs in iOS, it will automatically require you to have those installed, and it will install them for you. You need to finish installing each app before you move on. Having installed the apps, which is the Manage Browser, Outlook, Word and PowerPoint, the icons will be there and none of them will be greyed out because you are signed in. If you tap Outlook, it'll give you the Get Started, take you through a tutorial, and then make you add an account. Makes you sign into a PIN, and you're then able to have a look at the test message. Once you're in the test message, if you try and get to one of the blocked web addresses, you'll get this message. Your IT administrator has prevented you from reaching this address. Go back to the home page, go to Word, sign in, and you'll be ready to create and edit documents. If you open your OneDrive, we configured OneDrive in the previous exercise, Lab 4. If you did that in the previous exercise, OneDrive will be reconfigured because it is now a managed app. You get an alert when you try and get to the wingtip toys. If you tap on the marketing brochure, it will open in Word. If you go to the share icon and click send attachment, it'll let you send with Outlook because it's a managed application and a managed, well, they're both managed, Outlook and Word. If you put Ben Smith in, he's a member of the right organisation. The security will then be tested to make sure that the data is allowed to go where you're sending it, and the email will go. It's worthwhile trying there to see if you can copy and paste between different documents, because the system will not let you do that. If you're going to go on and do the next lab, which is Lab 7, configuring multi-factor authentication, don't retire or wipe your device that you've just joined, because we're going to use that enrollment then. And that completes this lab.